Joining us now on the Bob's Steak and Chop House hotline, he is a Longhorn legend and former member of the Green Bay Packers. Currently, amongst other things, he is writing excellent, excellent pieces for the Players Tribune, which we plan on talking with him about in a few minutes, but is also hosting a football camp for the kiddos in the DFW area, Aledo, to be specific. It's Jermichael Finley. Jermichael, thank you for joining us today. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys over there, man?
We're doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I wanted to start out by asking you about your second annual Jermichael Finley Youth Football Camp. What's going on with that?
Oh, man, it's off in Aledo, Texas, at the Aledo High School, 9th and 10th. And it's for 3rd grade through 12th grade. And we're just really just teaching the kids the education around the game, just to play the game smart. How to play the game, and if you want to play the game, you got to take care of your body, you got to eat well.
And you said that's June 9th and 10th?
Yes, sir.
So that's going to be next Friday and Saturday. Look, I know a lot of you parents procrastinate in terms of planning things for your kids. If you want to make a couple-day trip up to Aledo, which is just west of Fort Worth, and hang out with a former NFL star, a UT great, and learn some football in the process, definitely do check that out. Finley88.com is the website.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Jermichael, we got to ask you about this Players Tribune article, which just blew my mind, man. One of my favorite reads, and I'm not a big reader. Anybody who can compel me to read an article that's got some length in it, it's a job well done. Your article titled, They Basically Reset My Brain, which is a captivating enough title in itself. Before we get into, you know, too much of the X's and O's regarding this article, I want to ask you, I'm curious with the Players Tribune, was this something you came up with on your own? Did you present the idea to them about writing this article? Did they reach out to you to ask about your story and your career? How did this whole thing come about?
Oh, man, what's crazy is I hit my guy up plenty times. I'm like, are you guys ready? I got some knowledge to drop on you guys. And I had to stay persistent with them guys to get this article out, and it's just been heavy on my heart for about a year now, and got the chance to put it out, and it came out pretty well, and I was really uncut in it, and that was my ultimate goal, is just to, you know what I mean, educate guys that's in the lead, active, and the guys that's out of the lead. Just you got to take care of yourself. You can't just let it just sink in and then take your life from you.
You're right that you left it all on the page there, Jermichael. And when you were writing this and going back and remembering all of the details from being on the field and leaving the stadium to going to the hospital, I mean, you do not leave a single thing out of this piece. Did a lot of those raw emotions resurface for you?
They do, man. And what was crazy is when I was telling the story to the writer, It wasn't one time that I just stumbled or stuttered, or it was just flowing, just because it was real, it was authentic, and I went through it. So I just felt like I had to tell not only the world but my peers that's in the lead now, and the guys that's out of the lead also.
Yeah, it was great that you started the article talking about the hit itself. You said you don't even remember the name of the guy. You just remember it was number 39 on the Browns, and you described your feelings. They took you where they took you. You said it felt like the morgue. You said maybe this is the morgue. You talked about how it felt when you stood up. I mean, do you still remember, you know, those feelings? I don't know if you like to talk about them or bring them up, but is that something that you just think about all the time? I mean, you'll never forget that moment exactly, despite all the craziness that was going on. Is that something that still hits you, that moment, every once in a while?
Yeah, it does. Especially if I'm working out and I feel like that little tingle or that little, because I got indefinite nerve damage. So if I'm working out and I feel it, then I'll think to myself like, man, that was the craziest thing I ever been through. And it hits my mind probably multiple times out the day.
Multiple times throughout the day, and one part that certainly grabbed me is that after you started to feel normal again, you said that you had missed 30 calls from your wife, of course. Your son Caden was 5 at the time, had been watching the game at home on TV, and after you called her back and told her that you were okay, she put your son on the phone, and what were the first words that he said to you once you spoke with him?
Oh, man, I got on the phone with my son. And, the first thing he was just saying, he said, Daddy, I don't want you playing this game anymore. Just because of You know what I mean? The trauma behind that, especially if you're sitting back watching it, it looks real dramatic. But then I was like, I got you. Then after that, I was pushing back to go to the lead, and he started getting back excited again. But at the conclusion was he didn't want me to play football anymore.
So he was excited at the possibility of you playing again once once enough time had been removed from the moment. That's interesting.
Yeah, you got to know at the time he was 5 years old, and he got the friend saying, is your dad an NFL guy? Like, it's excitement behind it. But then he comes home and get the realistic version of it. It's like, no, I don't think I want him playing anymore.
JaMychal Finley joining us right now, Texas X, former Green Bay Packer. He's got a football coming up next weekend in the DFW area, actually specifically at Aledo High School. You can go to Finley88.com for more details. We're also discussing the great piece that he was a part of in the Players Tribune, theplayerstribune.com.
JaMychal, I want to ask you this, and there's a couple of really polarizing quotes I want to get to, but one of the first ones in here, it says, you said in this article, most guys don't get to decide for themselves when they're done with the game. The game lets you know when it's done with you. Was that something that anybody told you before your experience? Is that something you, you know, tell to some of the other players who are maybe going through similar situations as you? When did that kind of big time quote hit you?
That quote hit me, man, in the course of my career. The game don't have any name on it. Just like they, when they say a bullet don't have anyone's name on it, the game does it. Just because of, I had friends come in for 3 months, deleted, they're gone. You know what I mean? I had friends come in for two years, deleted, they're gone. And it's just like now I call it any given Sunday or any given hit that your career can be taken, and you have to detour and try to find a, you know what I mean, another path. So, yeah. The game, it don't have anyone's name on it, man.
And that's why it's so important that people now are taking more responsibility and making sure young kids are playing the game the right way, not just in terms of the general courtesy that you want to show your opponent on the field of play, but also technically speaking, the right ways to make tackles, the right ways to hit guys. Is that a part of the focus of the football camp coming up next weekend?
Oh, absolutely, man. It's heads up tackling, and that's the key to the game. Or if you get in contact, don't lower your head. Just keep your head up. But yes, we're just getting the fundamentals and the details of the game correct.
And another one of these polarizing quotes that was in there, you were basically one hit away from ever walking again. I mean, you had this surgery to fuse together your C3 and C4 vertebrae. Of course, the brutal spine injury you suffered. But despite that, you were still interested in getting back in the game. You said in the article you had a pretty lucrative deal lined up with the Seattle Seahawks, and you failed a physical, and that kind of spread around the league. You know, would you? You know, how much longer do you think you would have considered, you know, kept playing? I should say, how much longer do you think you would have kept going? Should you have signed that deal with Seattle and passed that physical?
Oh, man, no telling. And it was one of those things that, you know what I mean, you let that competitive nature take over. And I start feeling good. Things was, like, clicking. And I put it out where I was going to visit only teams that I was going to win a Super Bowl with. So that was Seattle, the Patriots, the Giants, all them type of teams. So I went to Seattle, I met with the GM and Snyder. And I went through the physicals. I'd done all that work. And came back. It was like, you're not healthy. And we was talking the night before that, and it was a pretty good deal on the table, too. So it was disappointing at a time, but it was a bittersweet thing. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point right there. And I love you transition from part one, which you're talking about the injury and the potential free agent contract with Seattle. Then you go to part two, which talks about life after football, taking that $10 million insurance payout. And then one of the other polarizing quotes, this one kind of stuck out to me more than any other. You put, honestly, I honestly believe that if it weren't for my wife and kids, 10 years from now, I might have ended up with like one of those former players with a bullet in his chest. You know, talk about, and you mentioned it in the article, but for people out there who haven't read it, talk about your experience post-football when you finally, you know, your wife and kids were able to convince you to go get help, go get some treatment, and how your life changed after making that decision to do so.
It changed a lot, man. What was crazy is that I talked to my doctor that done my surgery. I talked to him yesterday because I'm thinking about putting a book out now, but I talked to him yesterday just about things, and he was saying, I like your article, whatnot. He was like, man, I didn't know that you was one hit away from ever walking again. That's one thing we didn't know. Our job is to heal the guys and get the guys back on the field. So taking that $10 million tax-free, man, it was a good thing, even though I was fine without that. But it was a smart thing for my agent also, and Blake Barrett.
Lifetime Longhorn Jermichael Finley joins us right now. His football camp is next weekend. You can find more details at Finley88.com. That is his website. He's been talking to us about the Players Tribune piece that he penned that released last week and got a lot of national recognition. Just a very well-done piece, raw emotion, which is what we come to expect on that website. I did want to shift, Jermichael, over to the Longhorn football side of things. Of course, you're somebody who everybody still loves in these parts for the 2 years of ridiculous production that UT got out of the tight end position. You're the last guy that really played that position well. What's it going to take for Texas to get another really good tight end of your ilk?
Oh, man, I think you got to go. You can't go out and find that blocking tight end, or that maybe he can catch tight end, a pass route tight end. You got to go get an athletic guy, a slim-fitted guy, and switch him up. You know what I mean? That's what happened to me as a high school kid. I was a receiver then, Texas. I came back and been a tight end. So you got to go get a hybrid guy and transition him and put some weight on him and see what he can do at that position. But that is crazy. I haven't seen a tight end since myself, David Thomas, and all these type of guys came through.
Well, and your true freshman year, you redshirted. A lot of people may not remember this, but you were a part of the roster for the 2005 championship team. Were you able to learn some things from David Thomas, who was obviously a star on that squad?
The thing is, what's really crazy, and never really put it out in the media or whatnot, that's where I learned how to get in a football stance, a tight end stance, was David Thomas. You know what I mean? He was a very, very detailed guy, and I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. I think that's where I learned all my skills from.
Wow. That's a pretty big statement right there. Definitely a tribute to David Thomas. The next time we speak with him, I'm going to have to let him know that. I'm assuming you've already given thanks to DT himself for that, but that's a really cool piece of information to learn. What are some of your other fondest memories from your time in Austin?
The best memories, man, was how hard you had to work. The Mad Dog workouts and the 6 o'clock a.m. wake up. And I'm like, man, them the days that you had no worries. You were just playing ball to just have fun, and I missed the days. I come down to Austin often, so it's still a neat city, and I love it, man.
I got to ask you about your NFL career, Jermichael. You played with the Green Bay Packers from 2008 to 2013, and you get to, you know, whenever you sign something, whenever you talk to anybody, do you just have the pride of knowing that you are a Super Bowl champion? That's every kid's dream, whether they grow up playing football or not, winning the Super Bowl. How awesome was that moment, beating the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and is that still something you think about all the time as a former player?
Absolutely, man. It was awesome, a tremendous experience. And what was even crazier is that we played here in Texas while I was raised here in the great state of Texas, here in Dallas. So it was one of the memories that you'll never forget. And you'll never forget because you're going to walk past my ring every day. So I can't forget about it.
Do you ever wear the ring?
I haven't, man. I probably wore that ring probably twice. I really don't even put it on because it just looked way – it's ridiculous big.
Did you get a national championship ring, too? I assume you did. You were on the roster that year even though you were redshirted.
Absolutely, I did.
Okay. Oh, that's what I guess, but you never know with these things. And, of course, Mac Brown was not shy about giving rings out to guys. Even if it was an Alamo Bowl championship, you would have to assume that Jermichael gets the national championship ring, too.
Yes, sir, and that's one thing Mac Brown did. He took care of his players, regardless if it was on the field or off the field. So kudos to that guy also.
No, I agree with you, Jermichael. People like to make fun of the fact that Mac would give you guys rings at the end of the season. People don't realize that's possible collateral for y'all down the road. That's money in your pockets that is legally allowed to be given to you in a system that, quite frankly, screws the athlete over at every turn.
Absolutely, and that's one thing he did was he took care of the players at all costs, and I'd say Mac Brown can run for president. He's one of those type of guys.
There it is, and I got to ask you, Jermichael, Mac Brown did come out yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. He says he still thinks he's got a couple more good years of coaching left in him. Are you bought into that? You think Mac Brown could get back into coaching and be successful again?
I do, man. He's a guy that's going to – You know what I mean? He's not going to be in the root of it, in the trenches of coaching, but he's going to find coaching staffs and guys around him that can win championships for sure.
All right, speaking with Jermichael Finley, of course, lifetime Longhorn, played a few years in the NFL with the Green Bay Packers, national champion at Texas, Super Bowl champion in the NFL, which I'm sure is music to his ears every time that he hears that. Look, we're talking about the Mack Brown era, which was the fun part of Texas football. Since then, you know, the end of the Mack Brown era, the Charlie Strong era, basically since 2010, this team hasn't had a whole lot of success on the football field. Tom Herman brought in to be the new coach of the Texas program. What's your take on what he's done so far, and how do you think the Texas Longhorns can get back to their winning ways here in Austin, Texas?
Oh, man, I'm a big fan of Tom, man. I haven't met him yet. Hopefully I can get to meet him soon. Big fan, though. I like the way he's got the players bought in. He's a player's coach, and he likes to have fun. I see through my social media. So I'm excited about the year, and I can't wait to meet the guy himself.
I want to ask you this. You mentioned a little bit earlier also about the book that you might be writing. Now, would this book be like a biography sort of about yourself? Would it be about your experience on the football field? What do you think? We can check this guy out once you release it.
Oh, man, what's crazy is that me and my little team, we just started marinating on this, and I think it's going to be a good one now that the Player Tribune came out. This is going to be called After the Game, and I'm going to detail all things I went through in the game and after the game with the treatments, the off-the-field treatments, the doctors I had to see, like the games. I detailed my whole career and let you into how a NFL player and what they go through.
Is there anything that you had a memory of from the hit that ended your NFL career and the moments that followed, not just that day, but also the following months and years, that did not end up in the piece that you feel is worth sharing?
Yeah, man, it was them things that the doctor visits, the doctor, even when I had a doctor on like payroll, he had 5 o'clock in the morning, he's knocking on my door to try to, you know what I mean, fix my shoulder because I had dislocated my shoulder also. So trying to fix all these things so I can go out and pass the physical just to get back on the football field. And when no one knew, I was one hit away if I would have got back in the league from being paralyzed for life. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
wow.
It was just fine details, like trying to get back into the game, the workouts I had to do, and the grind I had to put in. So it was crazy.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Jermichael Finley joining us on the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Now, Jermichael, you're married and you have 4 kids, 3 sons and a daughter. Congratulations on all that. That is awesome. But I want to ask you this. This is a question that is really polarizing with a lot of current and former players. Of course, you have 3 boys, and they're young right now, but the debate of whether or not you're going to let them play football as they get older, high school football, college football, and if they have the abilities and skills that you had, maybe playing in the NFL, what is your take on that? Are you going to allow your sons to play football, and what's your take on the future of football in general?
Man, that's the question I've been getting, and I'm an advocate of safety, of course, but my thing is, man, I got boys, and boys that's just like me, you know what I mean, as far as the alpha male. And it's going to be tough not to keep them in football. But at the end of the day, my thing is my boys going to be grown men one day, and they're going to make their own decisions. So I got to go about it like that and keep them safe at all costs. That's all I can do.
Jermichael, that's a great answer, and I do also have to ask you, it seems like you keep in a fairly good touch with all things Green Bay Packers. How could you not, being a part of that organization and the fan base and everything surrounding that group for so many years? What do you think of Green Bay's chances this year? I know they just got another guy at your position who a lot of people like, and Martellus Bennett. Do you think Green Bay is in store for good things this season?
I do, man. I think Green Bay's they're in store for a good season. I think the offense is pretty much on balance for a great year, and the defense need to get a little tuned up, but I think they can catch up. So Green Bay is due for a huge season. Absolutely.
Last thing here with Jermichael Finley. We ask this of all our guests, Jermichael. It's something we call 6 degrees of conversation, where we basically ask the guests who we really like if they have somebody in mind, sports-related, that they think might be good for us to speak with, somebody that you know preferably, but somebody that maybe has a really good story to tell, or they cover a topic that you find fascinating that hasn't been spoken about enough. Is there somebody that comes to mind for you that you could recommend for us to speak about or speak with?
Oh man, that's an awesome thing you got going there. I don't, man. I only guy I really still talk to is my roommate. That's Jamal Charles, and he's a big UT guy. So that, yeah, I got to throw him under the bus on that one.
Hey, well, we're happy to give throw a line out to Jamal. I love Jamal from his playing days as well. So I'll be happy to reach out to him and say, hey, Jermichael Finley said we should talk to you to find out what's going on.
Yeah, I love how you said throw him under the bus, Jermichael. Thanks for that one, man.
That's true, yes, too. Sir.
Hey, well, we appreciate it, Jermichael. Thank you so much for the time, man. We're encouraging everybody to, of course, check out your article in the Players Tribune. They basically reset my brain. And one more time, can you publicize your camp coming up in Aledo next weekend so Austin parents who have youth kids in football can find out about it, maybe sign up?
Absolutely, man. It's June 9th and 10th in Aledo, Texas at Aledo High School, and it's 3rd grade through 12th grade. And if you want, you can go check out Finley88.com and go to events and yeah, buy your ticket for your kid to come to camp. It'll be awesome.
Finley88.com, that's next Friday and Saturday. Look, I know a lot of you out there don't plan far enough ahead. This is something really cool to take your kids to do, learn the right way to play football from a UT great. Jermichael Finley, thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Y'all have a great day, too.
You too. Thanks, Jermichael.
You as well. Jermichael Finley, man, I loved him.